Booths on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Booths is the UK's only independent supermarket, and we're lucky enough to have two stores in the Stray FM area. One is in Ripon and the other is in Ilkley. Last week, you may have heard us visit one of the stores to meet Melly, who is one of Booths' cheese experts. She can help you create the perfect cheese board for Christmas this year and offers plenty of free tasters before you make that final decision. I should know, I had many. With the final Christmas food ordering date for Booths only 2 days away on the 15th of December, we're back. And this time, we're meeting Steve, who is an expert in wine. Here he is helping Les, one of Booth's customers, who was looking for advice on a good Prosecco.
In terms of Prosecco, I think our own brand Prosecco is excellent. It's very well priced and we've got it discounted at the moment.
Is that what you had on the food tasting night?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Oh, well, that will do fine. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's absolutely fine. Other things you could go up, the La Gioia is also extremely popular down there, if you
I
see that one there.
I didn't say it, never mind. There.
I know, you need a bit of an award to being able to say that. But I'd say those are good mid-priced ones for which suit your palate very well.
Nice.
You want me to get one down
good
for you?
Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind.
There you go.
Thank you. Another successful trip to Booths.
So, Steve, you just helped Les there get his Prosecco ready for Christmas, although I'm not entirely sure he's going to be able to save it for the weeks we have left.
I think you'd be right.
So, is that fairly typical of the kinds of conversations that you would have with people if they're looking for a wine or a sparkling drink for a festive occasion or for any kind of special occasion?
It's all year round, really. I mean, my role here is there's a lot of hod carrying of bottles around, particularly on the weekdays. But when we're getting up towards the weekend, a lot of people are thinking about what they want. So it's a question of just... I will always walk past somebody and say, can I help you with anything? Usually the answer is no. And then 30 seconds or a minute later, you get engaged in the conversation. So you find out what they want, what they're having for their evening meal, and doing it like that. But particularly at Christmas time, when people are probably buying a lot more bottles, it's giving advice about that, but not just on the wines, but also on some of the seasonal things that we have. I mean, we do a mulled gin. We do a toffee vodka at this time of year. There's all kinds of little things which may be a little bit out there which go down well at Christmas. So it's finding out what people want, seeing what their favourite things are, and maybe just giving them the opportunity to taste something which they haven't had before. And we've got tasting trolleys which will be going out between now and Christmas pretty much on a daily basis and give people the experience that they want. And in this dark grey world that we have these days, being able to send somebody out with having tried something different and with a smile on their face when they've been here, and that's really what we do it for.
Now, I've got a couple of things I want to ask you, Steve. First one is, before we started recording, you actually told me that you kind of do this to get you out of the house, don't you? Because you've got other things going on. It's not your only job, but this is something you really enjoy doing to be sociable, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, basically, I was a career banker, but don't shoot me for that. and I retired after 36 years service. Great job, good pension. I set up a little bit of a consultancy business, but what I miss out of the banking industry is that social contact, to be around some fantastic members of staff. We've got about 80 people work here. I don't think there's one person here that I don't like. So we've got great people who work within the business, but equally it's the customer interaction, and it's great when somebody stops you and says they want a selfie done with you. They say, well, we've had a tasting, what are you doing next week, Steve? So I can say, well, I'm doing gin this week, but on Saturday if you come through, we've got a nice little malt whiskey lined up. So it's all about just buying that engagement.
You mentioned earlier that you've got a mulled gin
yeah.
in your range, but you mentioned to me earlier on that your gin range has expanded loads
yeah.
because it's really in, isn't
yeah.
it?
If we just walk round to the spirits area here. So we've got two full-length cages of gin, and that really just shows we're just responding to public demand here. Gin is hugely popular. It's extremely well branded. Most of these gins have fantastic stories behind them. They've all got something that you can learn about, and when we're putting these things on tastings, it's important to pull those things out, because then we can get the uniqueness of those gins. We just brought out a gin this week by Whitley Neal, which is one of our biggest selling brands. They brought out an aloe and cucumber one, which we did on tasting yesterday.
And how did that, because I'll be honest, I get that sounds awful to me, but how did it go down on the tasting?
A lot of furrowed brows. Some people went, no, don't like it. Others said, well, actually, that's quite nice. But I sold three bottles to people who said, wow, this is really, really, really different.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Everybody's different. Something that's grown a lot recently, Steve, is non-alcoholic non-alcoholic... That makes no sense. But non-alcoholic versions of alcoholic drinks, isn't it? And for two reasons. One, people who don't want the alcohol. Maybe they're driving, or maybe they just choose not to consume alcohol for whatever reason. Two, they're often lower in calories, I've discovered, than the alcoholic version. Perhaps not always, but often. So you've got a range of those available here, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got to be very, drink-aware and also driver-aware. Obviously, everybody's a designated driver, but they may still want to have some fizz. So we've got a nice little range of alcohol-free wines and some fizz as well. We also, if we step over here, we've got a small selection of non-alcoholic bitters and lagers, and particularly down here, there's an absolutely fantastic German lager, which is an Erdinger Alkoholfrei, which is really, really nice. I mean, when you drink that and you close your eyes, you actually think it might have a bit of the old booze in it.
You've got the alcoholic versions, obviously, of specialist beers and craft beers as well, haven't you?
Oh, we've got a fantastic range of craft beers here. I mean, if you look down here...
And we've just turned around to an entire another shelf, another aisle full, in fact.
All you see here is a wall of bottles. And we've got craft beers, we've got very well-known ones like Ilkley Mary Jane, Saltaire Blonde, Timothy Taylor's Landlord, but a whole lot of other ones which are a bit left-field or by breweries that aren't quite as famous. So we can cater for all price ranges. We can, and if anybody sort of wants an idea of what beers to buy, we can make it fit price range, we can make it fit any special offer that we've got.
Thank you to Steve and the team at Booths for having me recently. You can find your closest Booths store in Ripon or Ilkley, and don't forget the final Christmas food ordering date is the 15th of December for anything specific.
Booths on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.